So in July, I got a new CD that I'm putting out with some friends of mine. One of the fellas on there is Dirk Powell. Y'all ever heard of Dirk Powell is on there? How about Daryl Anger? Y'all heard of Daryl Anger? My friend Chuck Lavelle from the Rolling Stone Mountain Boys plays piano on there. I don't know if you ever heard of them guys. He's on there. My friend Bill Frisell, a great jazz guitarist and composer, is on there. And, of course, I make a special guest appearance on my own record. Just a brief cameo. Four bars of... Anyway, so the next song I'm going to play is called Bluegrass Suicide is the name of this. Where I came up with this song was I was really in that band called Suicide. You ever heard of them from New York? There's two guys in this band called Suicide, and they just reissued a bunch of their records, but I used to like those guys. Yeah, it's just an early kind of techno electronic band, just two guys, and yeah, it's sort of a punk rock band. They were interesting because they would clear the room in Manhattan there. They like to put them on at the end because they'd run everybody off. And I always kind of consider myself to be a bluegrass version of that, so I called this song Bluegrass Suicide. And another little inspiration for this piece of music was a friend of mine passed away. His name was Walt Hyatt, and he played in this band called Uncle Walt's Band. I don't know if y'all ever heard of that band, but he was a songwriter in Nashville, and he was about 50 years old and worked in a sandwich shop. He was actually quite a talented musician, but he couldn't get anybody to hear his work. And he passed away in that Value Jet crash. He got killed in that plane crash. And the next week, TNN put on a two-hour special on him on TV. And I always thought that was kind of bizarre, that you should give people flowers while they're living rather than when they're dead. So he got a lot of attention when he got killed, when he could have sure used it when he was alive. So this song called Bluegrass Suicide. Featuring the immortal first line, "It ain't news if it ain't on fire."
Pissing on the telephone wire. Paper said I was happy. Paper called me a liar when he said, "Kill yourself, it's good for the business. Kill yourself, but you better get a witness." Well, I got known for stuff I hate. Well, I had a lot of people never did relate to a poor boy staring at an empty plate. If Jesus is a coming, he's a little bit late when he said, "Gonna kill yourself, it's good for the business. Kill yourself, but you better get a witness. Get a will, Marcel, and get your family's forgiveness. You're gonna kill yourself and give a lawyer the business. I will shoot my pistol. I will tote my Gatling gun. Can I cry in your whiskey and draw my blinds against the sun?" My good thing told me I was better off dead, because I got a lot of voices ringing in my head, going down, down like a chunk of lead. I bought me a trailer, but I'm living in the shed. I'm sitting here watching life pass me by. I'm like a dead dog down on the dirt roadside. All I do is honey ask me why a little man like me is gonna cry, cry, cry. Well, he said, "Gonna kill yourself, because it's good for the business. Kill yourself, but you better get a witness. Will Marcel, and get your family's forgiveness. Gonna kill yourself and give a lawyer the business."
Bluegrass Suicide. Thank you.